As we just heard, there is some evidence that the September 11th hijackers explored the possibility of using crop duster planes in a chemical or biological attack. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft said all crop dusters have been grounded until at least midnight tonight. NPR's Philip Davis has a report now from Belgrade Airport in Florida.
Jesse Lee, the general manager and chief pilot of South Florida Crop Care, remembers the visitors who began showing up at the Belgrade Municipal Airport as early as last February. Belgrade is sugar farming country about 50 miles west of Delray Beach, where many of the suspected terrorists lived. Lee said they were usually in groups of 2 to 4 men, all of Middle Eastern origin. Sometimes they arrived by van. Other times they actually flew in a small Cessna or Piper Cherokee airplane.
They said they were student pilots trying to learn about different airplanes and so forth. But the questions they were asking was not conducive to what they were actually. I mean, those questions they were asking just kind of was odd.
The men followed Lee and his ground man around the airstrip. They asked to sit in the company's plane, a big yellow single-engine plane called an Air Tractor 502, and they peppered them with specific queries about the aircraft.
How big a load will it haul? How fast does it go? How much fuel does it carry? What's the range of the airplane? And stuff like that, to which they never got an answer to. How hard is it to fly? Are the airplanes hard to fly? And so forth.
The questions took on an ominous significance on September 11th when Lee and the rest of the country witnessed the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Lee and his co-worker, James Lester, decided to call law enforcement. A day later, an FBI agent and an agent from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms arrived. They showed Lester a picture of Mohammed Atta, who the FBI believes piloted American Airlines Flight 11 into the World Trade Center. Lee said his co-worker had no doubts.
Oh, as soon as he seen him, pictures, he said, that's him right there. That man was here, been on the airport twice. He said, I've seen him here twice.
Which man?
Adam. I mean, he picked him out right off the bat.
There have been other disquieting signs as well. The Washington Post this week reported that one suspected terrorist, now in federal custody, had a crop dusting manual in his possession. Attorney General John Ashcroft today told the House Judiciary Committee that law enforcement felt compelled to act.
Yesterday, the FBI issued a nationwide alert based on information they received indicating the possibility of attacks using crop dusting aircraft. The FBI assesses the uses of this type of aircraft to distribute chemical or biological weapons of mass destruction as potential threats to Americans. We have no clear indication of the time or place of any such attack.
While aviation officials say crop dusters are not considered a major threat, the ban is prudent given the circumstances. The grounding ordered yesterday is expected to be lifted after midnight tonight. Philip Davis, NPR News, Belgrade, Florida.